Welcome to Successfully Significant Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Page. I am a passionate seven-figure entrepreneur who has built multiple successful businesses while being a wife, raising my two boys, and living life to the fullest. I have been a leader to countless number of people for 30 plus years and have created multiple platforms for women to win in the exact place they need a victory. You know what I know is going to happen today? You're going to find your voice, you're going to find your purpose, you're going to find your passion, and you're going to share this with your girlfriends. And one more thing, hey you, you're enough. And I'm going to give you full permission to love yourself today. Welcome to my podcast. Good morning from Argyle High School Football Stadium. Good morning, rise and shine, everyone. How is everyone today? It is Thursday, and I'm here. This is where I sit right now, out here at Argyle Football, 2 days. My guy is number 24. Let me see if I can find him. He's right about the 50-yard line. You see him? 24? 24, 24, white jersey. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How is everyone? How did you guys sleep last night? I don't have all the funds this morning. I actually woke up pissed off. So I'm probably going to be a pissed off Robbie this morning. Are you guys okay with that? I do want to say good morning to all of you guys. I do want to... I feel like just today I want to talk for just a second, and I want to perhaps give you some truth and perhaps give you some hope. So sitting out here watching my son play football, realizing that all these kids are sitting in history. Did you guys see my Facebook post last night? Did anybody see my Facebook post last night? I should have, if I had another phone, I would read it to you girls all by myself. But I don't have another phone to read it to you guys. So I will kind of give you a little bit of what it said. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching all these football players. And last night, you guys, I was shook. Melanie, you read it. Christy, you read it. Nicole read it. I don't even know if shook is a word, and I don't even care. Maybe I just made it up, but I was shook last night. I literally started crying. And if you guys give me a minute, I will explain Robbie Page to you guys. I am passionate. I mean, I'm fiercely passionate. I'm passionate for justice. I'm passionate for truth. I'm passionate for people to an extent, right? I shared that with you guys during friendship. I'm passionate. And so I'm also passionate when I get pissed off. And so today I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off at America. I'm pissed off at the people of this country. I'm pissed off at Obama. I'm pissed off at Clinton. I'm pissed off at the fraud and the deception that has been amongst our country. I'm pissed off at the obsession with power at the expense of people. I'm pissed off at the lying. I'm pissed off at the people who can't get past themselves and they just have to be right so bad they think Biden is a freaking candidate. I'm pissed off at all of it, to be quite honest. We are better than that. We are smarter than that, people. We are wiser than that. How can we believe in abortions? How can we believe in killing innocent people? How can we believe in stealing money from Americans? Everything that's getting exposed with the IRS, everything that's getting exposed with all these bombs that happened yesterday, everything that has just been exposed with Obama and Hillary Clinton on treason. Are you freaking kidding me? Where do we live? This is not a third world country. I'm pissed off about it, guys. It's not about being Democrat or Republican. Freaking wake up. It is about getting on your knees and asking for the truth to set us free. How are we living in a time where these agencies are selling our children? What the fuck? How does that happen? How are people, how is this very platform that I'm on right now blocking the hashtag Save the Children? How is human sex trafficking shoved under the rug? How does a New York Times reporter get a voice because he's pissed off because Trump just gave millions to sex trafficking? Who are you anyway? Y'all, what is going on? What is going on? Let me tell you what's going on. Is we want to be right more than we want to be an American. That's what's going on. What's going on is we're plotting against each other's people because you don't like Trump. I don't care if you don't like Trump. You shouldn't like the state of this freaking country is what you shouldn't be liking. I didn't vote for Obama. I didn't vote for Clinton. But you know what? Unfortunately, I didn't know what was going on. I don't understand how you can stand so right in your political opinion and not see what is going on. And I know this live is not going to be popular, and I'm okay with that. I'd rather be a leader than be popular. It is time that we all come together and we pray. It is time that we come together and battle for the history that our children will be living in. I'm here to tell you, I am fighting for Riley. I'm fighting for Reagan. I'm fighting for all the littles in my life. I'm fighting for my grandbabies. I stopped Riley in the kitchen last night as I was crying. And I said, look at me. Look at me. You are living in history. You are living in history. This kind of stuff has never happened in our lifetime. This is why John F. Kennedy was shot. This is why Abraham Lincoln was shot. Freaking pay attention, everyone. Pay attention. I don't know about you, but I live in the United States of America. And the last time I checked, you don't censor Save the Children. Last time I freaking checked, you don't censor human trafficking. Last time I checked, we expose freaking treason. Last time I checked, we don't have to be right to the extent of killing our own people. It's time. It's high time to wake up, you guys. I don't care if you don't like Trump. He just exposed Obama, and he just exposed Biden, and he just exposed Clinton, period. You know why people don't like him? Because he's exposing the corruption of this country that we've all been nine-night, including myself. I've been nine-night to it. Let me tell you, I have lived 48 freaking years. I don't want to hear about all that. I don't want to be political. I don't want to say that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to say that. I don't want to be pissed off. I don't want people to judge me. I don't want people to be mad at me. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. You know what I care about? Is I care about those people that are, those little babies that are being sold, those two-year-old babies that are being killed. I care that people are making fun of pizza. I care that Obama and Clinton were just found to be treason. Look, I can't even wrap my brain around it. This is not the country that I live in. It's evil. And you know what I know? The truth will set us free. That's what I freaking know. I don't care. I don't want to hear whether you like Obama and Biden. And I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. We should rally around Trump, and we should be praying for that man. Because last time I checked, you're not doing anything to go rescue these kids. You're not doing anything to expose the truth. You're not having to sit under protection 24/7 because the whole world freaking hates you because you're bringing duty and you're bringing beauty to this country. Who would have thought the IRS was against us? Who would have thought foreclosures and bankruptcies were on purpose? Wake freaking up, America. I'm pissed today. God will win. Look at me. God will win. It's only the hand of God that put Trump in office. That is it. And listen to me, and don't be calling me and saying, but the things he says on Twitter, the things you say in person, don't be so self-righteous like you say anything better than Trump. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. Imagine if somebody monitored your mouth 24/7. I'm kind of glad we have a rude president, to be quite honest. I'm kind of glad we have a vicious president, to be quite honest. I'm glad about it. Somebody's got to be freaking vicious for this country. And politicians are not. God will win this race. He will win this fight. You mark my word. I've never seen a movie. I've never seen a story. I've never seen people who are evil win. Never, ever, in Jesus' name, ever. We should be praying and stop fighting. We should be praying and stop arguing. We should be praying and stop trying to be right in our political stance. We should be praying instead of posting if we're Democrat or Republican. We should be praying instead of trying to figure out if Biden's sane or not. We should be praying besides being so loyal to Obama and Clinton, who just committed freaking treason. Treason. What? What the hell? That's what we should be doing, is we should be praying. Get off your mantle, guys, and get on your knees. I am shaking. I'm so pissed off this morning. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm here to say to every single person who knows me, I am asking you to get on your knees and pray for this country. I am asking you to worship. I am asking you, if you believe in God, to ask truth to set you free. It's not fun and it's not pretty, but dear God Almighty, it's necessary. This isn't funny to me. This isn't funny to me. I'm 48 years old and this is history, and it's ugly. It's disgusting. How do you kill 11 million people? You lie to them. Welcome to a 2020 Holocaust. That's what we're living in. And you know what happened? Nobody rose up. Everybody watched it happen. And if you want to dig your head in the sand and watch it happen, you're part of the problem. Stand up and pray. Stand up and pray. I too was heartbroken to find out about the Bushes. I too was heartbroken. Stand up and pray in Jesus' name. The truth will set you free. I'm done playing. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny. And I'm out here. I'm watching these sweet boys have their whole football career wearing masks and plexiglass and whatever the freaking thing they have to call it. It's for their marriages. I've never seen in history that we don't come alongside history, horrible history, and we don't watch God's hand turn, and we don't watch this country shine. We have been asleep, people. We have been asleep. We have gained a voice of righteousness. We like to pretend that we know everything about politics, and we like to act like we know what we would do better, and we like to act like we can do all the judging for Trump and what he's not doing right and what he shouldn't say. When you run for office, then, until you run for office, pray for this country. That's what I'm here to say to you guys. I'm sick. I'm an American. And in America, we do things right. That's what we do. Our policemen are right. Our army men, Marines, all of our servicemen, they're right. We do things right in this country. This is not a third world country. And I will wear my flag proudly, but God Almighty, may the truth set us free, everyone. I posted two songs, Blow Mighty Breath of God and Let It Rain. I'm asking you to post those songs and ask your friends to rally together and pray. I'm sick at my stomach for this country. Ask your friends to rally with you and pray. I'm asking you, friends, rally. I'm asking you, friends, pray more than you think Obama, Clinton, Biden, anything. Pray. Get on your knees and pray. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. And I can freaking tell you, powers and principalities have taken over our politics. That's what's happened. And President Trump is an anointed man of God for such a time as this. Don't ever dishonor him. Only you will reap that. Rise up. This is the United States of America, last time I checked. Land of the free, the home of the brave. I'm proud to be an American, but I'm pissed off about being an American today. Do it for your children, do it for your grandchildren, and do it for the history books that somebody will read someday. I cannot believe I'm sitting here watching this happen in my country. God bless America.
I sure hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If you love what you heard, here's what I want you to do next. Number one, subscribe to my show so that you're sure you never miss an episode. Number two, connect with me on Facebook and Instagram, Robbie D. Page. And then finally, head over and visit robbiepage.com. There you're going to find videos, trainings, courses, and a lot of other incredible content waiting for you. Have an incredible week.